May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Mark chapter 10, verse 52, Jesus heals a blind man, blind Bartimaeus. And when he heals him, he says to him, "Go your way, for your faith has made you whole." And when we were coming back from the trip from Kansas City, we did it in two stages. It's about 6 hours to Jonesboro, Arkansas, and then about 6 hours to Kansas City. So we do it that way, and on the way back, we do the same thing. And it had been a busy week. The kids had worked hard, and adults had worked hard, too. And so there were 11 of us in this van, and we were getting out of the hotel that morning and piling up in the van. We had 1 6-hour thing to do. And there was a few little complaints and gripes about how long is it going to be. You know, they were already there. Are we there yet? We hadn't even pulled out of the parking lot of the hotel yet. And so I just said something to everybody, not just to the kids, but also to the adults. So Jesus said he was the way and the truth and the life. And so not only is it what you're trying to get to, and in life, and I'll explain in a minute, we're always trying to get to something, do something, but there's the way, there's on the way to get there. And that Jesus is not just the goal, there's not just getting to Selma, there's the journey getting there, and Jesus is the way. And he wants us to enjoy his presence on the way to doing all the things that we do in life. The Christians were originally called the people of the way. It wasn't just because they knew the way to heaven. That's a nice, good evangelical way of thinking about it. It was because they were the people who were on the way to heaven. So the whole idea of them being called the way is that their life was different. They were going to end up in heaven, but they were on the way to heaven, and there was something about knowing their life being unique. He came that you might have life and life more abundantly, and life is all about being on the way. Every day, you and I are on these journeys. There's the ultimate journey, we're going to heaven, but there's journeys to go out in the garden and see how the garden's doing, to open the bill and to write the checks. There's the problems come up, and emotionally and mentally, you're on the way to solving the problem, but you're not there yet. You don't know what the solution is yet. And last night, I got this text message about one of the accounts that we used to go to Kansas City, and there were some questions about it, and so, but I couldn't do anything about it until today. So I know I'm on this journey to find out what the solution is. Now, the way most Christians live is they worry and fret and live in anxiety. But once they get to the journey and they get to the goal, the end result, whew, either things are now okay, or I got to figure out how to trust the Lord with it not being quite so okay. And what we miss is that most of our life is on the journey. Most of our life is the process of getting somewhere. And particularly if you're goal-oriented, you can live a miserable life always trying to reach the goal. I had a dear friend of mine who was a very successful businessman, and they used to say about him that he was miserable, depressed, if there wasn't some new project he was trying to get to the finish. And so the goal was the process. But really, the process is as significant as the goal, because we spend more time in the process than we do reaching the goal. And Christ is not just the end, he's the way. I read somebody say one time that if Jesus is on the way to heaven, then obviously the journey itself is heaven too. Because it's his presence that makes heaven, heaven. Psalm 73, verse 25 and 26. Again, David said, or the writer of the psalm said, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? Besides thee, I desire nothing on earth." The idea being that if you weren't in heaven, I wouldn't want to go there either. When the Lord told him that they could go in Genesis or Exodus, they could go into the promised land, but he wasn't going to go with them because he was offended. And Moses said, "If you don't go, we're not going. Because we'll just be like everybody else on the earth. It's your presence that makes us different." And God said, "I'll go with you. You have my presence." It's his presence is our goal. And every step on the journey of life, no matter what it is you're doing, he offers us his presence. Every moment is pregnant with his presence and his purposes. And if you live your life rushing around, franting, till you finally get to the solution, then you've wasted the vast majority of your life. Jesus is not just the goal, he's the way. And so when he said to them, your faith has made you whole, go your way. Just go do life. People ask me sometimes, well, how do I walk this thing out in the Spirit? How do I live by faith? Do what's next. Do what's next, trusting in the all-sufficiency of an indwelling Christ, because the next step is really the goal, not just... You ever done things like income taxes and how miserable it is, and you can't wait till you get to the end? And so you get to the end, and finally when the end's over, you're like, oh, man. Did you know every minute was part of the way? And you could enjoy even doing income taxes because Jesus is on the way? We waste so much of our life trying to get somewhere so we'll be okay. Like that trip from coming back from Jonesboro, finally getting to Selma so we made it home, we're ready to be home. And yet there were 6 hours of the way, 6 hours of the presence of Christ, 6 hours of opportunities and situations and people, relationships that he's called us to enjoy. Don't waste your life trying to get somewhere when the getting somewhere is really what most of your life is about in Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.